This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz. Hi there. Thanks for joining me. My name's John Leary and this is the Saturday Quiz, the podcast where I ask the questions from the quiz in the Saturday paper and the answers are provided, hopefully, by my guests. It's no secret that I'm a huge fan of Sean McAuliffe's Mad as Hell. Its 15 seasons across 10 years are some of the best political satire ever to grace our television screens. Sadly, that all came to an end on Wednesday night when the final ever episode went to air. But particularly sad for my guests today, who now find themselves slightly more unemployed than TV comedy writers usually are. Welcome to the show, Andy Matthews and Pat McCaffrey.
Thank you so much for having us. And thank you as well for agreeing that enormous fee to appear on the podcast today. Honestly, we'd be in a lot of trouble otherwise.
Yeah,
I couldn't let you suffer through. Now that your main source of income is gone, I didn't want to see you guys starving.
Thank you. Yeah, and Andy, how much are you getting for this? Because I need to know. You know how much?
No, it's all commercial in confidence.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right. Also, it's cash.
Thanks for joining me, though. It's a real treat to have you both on. I mean, I could ask you loads of questions about Mad as Hell, but that's done now. It's over.
Yeah, unless that's all the questions that are in the quiz is exclusively Mad as Hell questions.
But that would be good.
But it would be the respectful thing to do, I assume, as part of the 2 weeks of mourning that we have while Sean McAuliffe lies pretending to be dead in a coffin in the middle of the Bourke Street Mall.
But to be honest, Andy, even if there were 2 weeks of mourning for Sean McAuliffe's Mad as Hell and all these questions were about Mad as Hell, I wouldn't be able to tell you the answers to my.
I wouldn't have a goddamn clue.
Because to be honest, I never watched it. It wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not interested.
No. Like, I just took the paycheck.
Yeah. And, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Let other people do it. Let Sean do it.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, now, listen, on this season of the quiz, I've been asking my guests what their favourite piece of trivia is. Andy, do you remember what you said last time you were on the show?
My favourite piece of trivia? I wouldn't have a clue. But how about this? Some starfish eat by regurgitating their entire stomach out of their body and sort of wrapping it around something and then sucking their stomach back in.
Wow. Mm. That's disgusting.
Yeah, but I think about it whenever somebody's, you know, chewing particularly loudly or grunting at dinner time. I think it could be worse.
At least they're not a starfish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be worse. Wow. That's pretty gross.
Thanks.
What about you, Pat? Do you have a favourite piece of trivia?
Well, my partner is like a linguistics professor. Linguistics person. He knows a lot of things about words and he just like throws random shit at me all the time.
Right.
And I think the one that blew me away ages ago was he said that the colour orange came after the fruit. Like, as in...
Oh, right. They're not called oranges because they are orange.
Yeah, the fruit was called orange because it was named after, apparently, some, like, royal family in France. And then everything got called... Orange after that?
Well, are you going to dispute that, Andy?
Well, I think you might be have overacted a bit by saying that the colour orange came after the fruit. I think the word orange might have come after the fruit.
The
but I think
existed.
Orange the as word, a colour. The word as a spectrum of light.
Exactly, yes.
It wasn't first.
That's true.
did actually exist.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway.
But what he says is that pure, like, colours exist And so a lot of them got named after things. So,
Yeah, right.
That, and I think kangaroos can't hop backwards. That was my other one, but yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Yes. Do they want to? Has anyone actually proven that they can't? Or
no,
they
I think it's something to do with the tail and the front legs, like, can't actually move backwards, which, because my partner is like a big hiker, so we went hiking one time and this kangaroo that was big enough to kill you just like came past us, and Brenna was like, it's fine, once they're in front of us they can't come back around. And I was like, oh, they can turn around.
Yeah.
So I was like, I reckon they can move their head.
Okay, we need to take a quick break. Yeah. We'll be back with the questions right after this.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Saturday Quiz. I'm joined today by Pat McCaffrey and Andy Matthews. All right, well, let's get into the real questions of the real quiz. Here we go. Question number one. According to Douglas Adams's The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, what number is the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything?
I think everyone knows this, don't they? Like...
Well, you're throwing it up like a gang sign.
Yeah, I am. I'm going like four fingers on one hand, two on the other. I think this is like 42, isn't it?
42. Yeah, 42 is the correct answer.
Well, Zoom reverses the image. So it looks like you said 24. So you're wrong.
Oh, so it looked like 24?
Oh. Sorry, I've never read it though. Why is 42 the answer?
I've never read it either. Andy, you're our last hope. Have you read it?
Yeah, I've read it heaps. I love it. It's one of my favorite books
you're a big
in the world.
Nerd. And of course, you've read it.
How many times have you read it?
24 times.
Oh, great.
Yes. I mean, the big joke being that they build the world's most powerful computer and it processes for literally, you know, thousands and thousands of years trying to find the answer to this question. And in the end, it spits out the number 42. But what they discover is that they haven't adequately, you know, they don't really know what the question is, right? And so they have to then build a more advanced one to try and work out what the question is. Now you don't have to read it. Now you don't have to read one of the funniest novels of all time because you're already laughing so much at that description I just gave.
Yeah. Yes, good. Well, yes, well done. 42 is the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. All right, question number two. Flanders is a region that constitutes the northern portion of which country? And there's a bonus point for naming what the people of Flanders are called.
Oh, Andy, Flanders is like... Oh, I'm so bad with geography. I said I would be bad at geography. Flanders is like... Oh, my God, I was about to say North France. North France? Is North France... Does France have a north?
I don't think there is something
north of France, but yeah. But Andy, are you holding on to an answer there?
Look, I'm going to say I'm pretty sure it's either Belgium or the Netherlands. I'm going to say Belgium, and I believe they might be called the Flemish peoples.
The Flemish.
They are the Flemish or Flemings, I guess. Even. They can be called Flemings. Yeah. Oh. And yes, you're correct. It is the northern portion of Belgium.
The Flemings run off one of the very low hills in Holland. Do they run?
Yeah, they do. But you're right. They're the it's in that area. It's in that bordering area. And, you know, over the centuries, Flanders has incorporated parts of France, parts of Belgium, and parts of, what's the other one? Netherlands. But currently, it is the northern portion of Belgium.
But I like to think that, you know, in the time of COVID and as we're all suffering from, you know, various respiratory illnesses, we're all a little Flemish, aren't we?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh. No, it's good. It's good.
It was a long run-up, Andy.
All right, question number three. Is the Mona Lisa painted on wood
yes.
or canvas?
Oh, okay. I answered too early. Wood or canvas? I reckon it's on...
Did you think that the question was, is the Mona Lisa? Is that all you thought it was? Yes. Yes.
Is the Mona Lisa, painted? And I was like, yes, obviously. It's not a photo. Yeah.
Oh, this is easy.
God, what would you paint on? Wood or canvas? You'd paint on... Andy, you know, you're good with your hands. You'd paint on MDF, wouldn't you? Like, you'd just...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'd use a digital sort of thing. I think iPad, you know,
just yeah. so much more convenient. An NFT.
Yeah, exactly. It's an NFT now. Yeah.
I think it's probably on canvas. I'll say canvas. Let's go canvas.
You say canvas. What are you going to say, Pat?
Well, I don't know. It's from, like, the Mona Lisa is from, like, oh, God, like the 1400s, isn't it?
No, a little bit later. It's from
1600s?
The 1500s. So early 1500s.
So it was from the period that I didn't name. And I think they had wood then.
They certainly had wood then.
Yeah, I'm going to guess wood.
Very well done. The answer is wood.
Yes.
It's on a piece of poplar wood.
I was going to say that.
It was right around the time that canvas started being the medium of choice or
And ironically, canvas became more and more popular during that time.
To become more popular.
Can I also say medium of choice was how my parents described me as the middle child. So, yeah.
We're going to tag every question with a couple of terrible puns.
That's why you're here.
Yeah.
All right, question number four. Which footballer is making AFL history at the 2022 Grand Final by playing in a record-breaking 40th finals game?
Whoa.
Now, I, just before I jumped on the call today, I don't know anything about the game, but I did see a headline to the effect that Dustin Martin, it was one of those ones that whether or not he wins, he will have made some big impact. Everyone will care. Gosh, it's important. Wow. Look at all of this, what he's done. You know, good on him. Obviously, you know, sub editors are, you know, it's a dying art. Mm. But I would say that it is Dustin Martin.
Can I just jump in here? As one of the writers for Mad as Hell who actually, you know, enjoys sport, and there aren't any of us, Andy, which team does Dustin Martin play for?
Absolutely. Yes. Correct.
Correct.
He does play.
He's a footballer.
He does play for one of the teams.
Yeah. There are two teams in the grand final.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, this is news to me.
Do you know which two teams they are?
A and B. yep. He's on the Swans. He plays for the Swans.
Very good. He does play for the Swans, but that is incorrect.
Sorry.
That
is not the answer. Let's rewind. Dustin Martin does not play for the Swans.
Oh, wait. What? Who does he play for?
Dustin Martin is a Richmond footballer.
You are 100% correct.
Yeah, okay. I was at the grand final parade this morning with my partner and, like, I did not see Dustin Martin pass by.
No, you know who you're thinking of? You're thinking of Lance Franklin,
Buddy
aren't
Franklin.
You?
I am. The other one of the two footballers in the game of football. And they're playing, I believe they're playing a big one-on-one game at the grand final.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny when you started saying Dustin Martin that I was like, oh yeah, no, that's who he's talking about.
I was literally almost going insane. I was like, what is happening here? Who are these people?
That shows my ignorance on a massive scale. those are both incorrect. So Dustin Martin
and Lance Buddy Franklin aren't playing. In what, their 40th grand final?
Their 40th finals, not grand final.
Oh, finals, okay.
Finals game.
Well, so it's Sydney.
And I'll tell you, it's someone who plays on the other team.
Okay, so it's someone in Geelong.
Yes.
Can I suggest maybe Joel Selwood?
Joel Selwood is the correct answer.
Yes!
Yeah,
yes.
Very well done.
Thank you. That would get me absolutely no respect in the office, but yeah.
And it gets you no respect here. But very
yeah, totally. We both think less of you.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
we
you.
We do.
Yeah.
All right, question number five. Where in the human body is the masseter muscle?
Masseter. Mm.
And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I think
masseter,
I am.
Masseter.
And now this is a
M-A-S-S-E-T-E-R.
Now this is a great question because I actually know the answer, and obviously my answer is dependent on which human body you're talking about. But I'm choosing to talk about a cannibal, and in the stomach, and also the large intestine bits in both.
I reckon actually, Andy, masseter muscle was a forward pocket for the Sydney Swans in the grand final, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah, who was famously eaten by a cannibal.
you are incorrect.
The answer is, but it's in the mouth, it's the tongue.
Oh, no, that's a good guess, but you're sort of in the right area.
It's got to be like mandible is the jaw, so it's got to
be. Yeah, you're even righter, Pat.
Oh,
it is the jaw or the face.
Oh,
yeah.
I was
so there you go.
I was going from the French masticate, meaning to eat.
That'd be your teeth, though, wouldn't it be?
And yeah, but you know, it's all doing the same business. They're all part of the same team, working together. You know, just like Dustin Martin and Buddy Franklin do when they play for Port Power. And
well, very good. You both got it in the end, I guess.
Thank you.
Kind of. We're going to take another little break. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Saturday Quiz. I'm joined today by Andy Matthews and Pat McCaffrey. We're up to question number six. At the age of 85, which former Italian Prime Minister joined TikTok this month in a bid to win over the youth vote ahead of this weekend's general election?
Was it Benito Mussolini hanging upside down from a meat hook? Or...
No.
Okay.
No, I think Benito Mussolini is significantly older.
Oh, okay.
And was it less alive?
Was it Silvio Berlusconi?
It is Silvio Berlusconi, correct.
You absolutely should look up because my partner, Brendan, speaks Italian. He's got Italian family and he's lived over there. Yeah. See. He showed me this week a video that was a song to promote Silvio Berlusconi's re-election effort. And it was all these people, like, you know, just singing, like they were workers, they were hospo workers, they were families, whatever. So they did this whole video and then, you know, put that out there. And then there was a second version of that same song that was just attractive women. Like, just... really attractive women singing exactly the same song, doing exactly the same thing because Silvio is Silvio.
Yeah, Silvio is going to Silvio.
He is one of the worst human beings on the planet. What is he doing on TikTok?
Well, he's trying to win over the youth vote ahead of this weekend's general election.
Oh,
crazy. Oh.
I think my favourite story about Silvio was,
yes,
I think it was years ago now, but he set aside Tuesdays for court days.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
For the court appearances that he had to make.
He was involved in so many legal actions. Yeah.
Wow.
That he was like, Tuesdays are for court.
That's incredible.
Good luck to him this weekend.
Good luck to him.
Let's crack into question number seven. In Greek and Roman mythology, who is the god of music, poetry, and art?
Ooh, Andy, this might be one for you.
Do you know this one?
No.
Oh, geez. Music, poetry.
Music, poetry, and art. Yeah.
Is it Nick Giannopoulos?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not. Although he is a Greek myth in certain ways.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say Aphrodite. I mean, she does a lot of beautiful stuff.
Not Aphrodite.
I think this is also wrong, but can I say Dionysus? Dionysus?
Not Dionysus. No, that he's more
like wine, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, wine and getting boozy and and like, I see where you're going, that music, poetry, and art are kind of connected to getting boozy.
That's right.
But no, this one, his name is also attached these days with scientific pursuit and a particular
Stephen Hawking
pursuit.
Anthony Fauci.
No, neither of those are correct. No. I've probably sent you sent you on a bum steer there.
Binoculus. Microscopia. Test tube. Tubicidon.
Space travel. Space.
Yes. Apollo. Yes.
Apollo is the correct answer. Yeah, Apollo was the god of music, poetry, and art.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Did you know that, or was my space clue that finally got you there?
Yeah, I knew. I knew the whole time. I just pretended to be the biggest idiot in the world for about 4 minutes, boring everyone senseless. But I knew. Yeah. Yeah, I've known all of them so far.
Yeah.
Knew that one about Joel Selwood as well.
Well, don't do that on the next one, okay? Just if you know the answer, Andy, just come straight out with it, all right?
All right.
The next one is a multiple choice. It's question number 8.
Let's get this over and done with.
Andy's having a great time.
Yeah.
How many films written by Woody Allen have starred Diane Keaton? Is it A, 3, B, 5, C, 8, or D, 11?
Oh, my goodness. I was going to say 1 because of Annie Hall, but I'm losing confidence.
It is greater than
answer.
1. if you can name any of the other ones, maybe I'll give you bonus points.
I don't think I can. Was she, let's see.
Okay.
Bananas. Match Point.
No.
Midnight in Paris.
Wimbledon.
All the things you ever wanted to know about sex, but were too afraid to ask.
Wow. No, incredibly, you're missing with everyone.
Oh.
What about you, Pat? You must be a huge Woody Allen fan.
Look, I am, but I don't want to talk about it now. So,
That is reasonable.
Yeah.
Is it 3, 5, 8, or 11?
I reckon like 5, that's a good mid-range guess, 5. I'm going to go with 5.
Okay, you're going to go with 5? What about you, Andy? Are you going to go with something different?
I'm going to go with 8. 8.
8 is the correct answer. Ah. Well done.
Yeah.
She's been in 8 Woody Allen
films. I knew it all along.
Yeah.
Well, she was in a very early one. She was in Play It Again, Sam. She was actually in the stage version of Play It Again, Sam, and then was in the film. That was the first Woody Allen film that she was in. She followed that up with Sleeper, Love and Death, Annie Hall, of course, Interiors, Manhattan, Radio Days, and Manhattan Murder Mystery.
Right.
They're her 8. Yeah.
Well, she's been in 8 that she's told us about. There might be more, but, you know.
There might be more.
Yeah, exactly.
Pat's not really as much of a fan of Woody Allen's films as he is a supporter of his personal life. Like, you know, he's able to separate the person from the art, but he does it in the wrong way.
I think the art.
He doesn't like the art.
He does it in the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah. What I love about Woody Allen is everything okay. he's done in his personal life.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not go there.
Yeah.
Question number 9. HCL, so capital H, capital C, and lowercase l, is the chemical formula for what pungent aqueous solution?
Hydrochloric acid, Johnny. Hydrochloric
acid. See, HCL. He knew it straight away. No gags, no pretending not to know. Just straight out with it.
Let's be clear. I have not been pretending not to know anything. Like, I don't know.
Why did you know that straight off the top of your head, Andy?
Because I'm big nerd, big science guy.
Big science nerd?
Also, it's one of those questions where it's like, I'm not going to bug around trying to come up with a funny answer to the question, what does HCL stand for? It's not one of those rich comedic fields. So, hot clam juice. It's Huasin chlamydia.
All right, question number 10. The final question.
Yeah.
Which singer launched her own beauty brand, Fenty Beauty, in 2017?
I know this. It is Linda Ronstadt.
I wish it was.
Yeah.
It's not Linda Ronstadt.
It's not?
No, but...
Dolly Parton?
I know the correct answer.
Oh, you know? Andy?
Do you?
Yeah, of course.
Is this another one?
Yeah, I'm a big beauty guy. Love a bit of beauty.
Is it... Dua Lipa? Is it her?
No, but you're at least getting closer in terms of...
Stevie Nicks?
No, further away again.
Okay.
It's Rihanna. It's Rihanna.
It is Rihanna.
That's Rihanna's beauty brand. It's a sort of an umbrella line that incorporates, underwear, a makeup, all sorts of things. And she's been quite progressive in her promotion of like models with different body types and that sort of thing. And she's doing a great job and good on her.
Wow.
Good on her.
Good on you for nailing that question and just about every other question.
Thanks. I'm actually wearing Fenty right now.
And you look great. We're going to take one last break. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Who is Rhiannon?
Rhiannon is a song by Stevie Nicks.
Well, it's a song by Fleetwood Mac, so, get it right.
I'm really
sorry. Was that a genuine question? You don't know who Rihanna is?
She's the one that did Umbrella, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm not up to date with pop culture, trust me.
Well, right. With sales of over 250 million records worldwide, Rihanna is the second best-selling female music artist of all time.
Who was the first? Madonna?
And actually, when she was setting up the corporation, she did actually tell the first board of directors that she wanted, lingerie and perfumes, fragrances and makeup all to be under her umbrella, Ella Corporation. So she's...
Are you happy with yourself, Andy, now? Are you happy?
No.
You should be. You should be, Andy. And so should you too be, Pat. Did that sentence make any sense?
A little, yeah.
Because you both smashed the quiz.
Did we? I think Andy smashed it. I think I just chipped in every now and then with some AFL knowledge.
That was very, that was most necessary for this. You get bonus points just for being,
Thank you.
AFL cognizant, yeah. I guess. But thanks so much for both doing the quiz. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much, Johnny. It's been an absolute joy and an honour and a pleasure.
Excellent.
I'll do it any time.
Thanks so much, Johnny.
Now that you're unemployed from your mad as hell duties, where can people find you or see you or read or hear to things that you write.
That was beautifully put. they can.
Thank you.
If you're interested, I have a children's book out. I have two children's books out. The Gustav and Henry series of adventure novels for young readers. They're, you know, perfect for kids who are five and up, and if they like a bit of science fiction, a bit of silliness, they're just really joke-filled, beautifully illustrated little graphic novels for any kid who likes anything ever. And also you can listen to the podcast that I do with Alastair Tremblay-Birchall, Two in the Think Tank.
Excellent. What about you, Pat? Where can people see, hear, read you?
Well, I'm at Happy Caffrey on Twitter, and I've got a copy of Gustav and Henry because it's an amazing book. I'm still enjoying it. and I'm performing around Melbourne like all the time. So check out my Twitter for like live dates, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, fellas. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Thank you.
Toodles.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Saturday Quiz. And thank you, of course, to my guests this week, Andy Matthews and Pat McCaffrey. I can confirm that both their bits of trivia were correct. There are several types of starfish that eject their stomachs in order to digest the soft parts of their prey. This creates a soup-like substance that they then slurp back into their body to finish off their meal. And Pat was right too. The earliest recorded use of orange, the fruit, in English, is from the 1300s and was adopted from the Old French. The word's use as a colour name doesn't happen for another 200 years in the early 1500s. English speakers probably didn't have a specific name for the colour until the fruit was widely available in their markets and inspired one. Before then, linguists believe people generally referred to orange as yellow red. Thanks, as always, to Cindy McDonald for writing the quiz. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.